The history we will never forget. On September the 18th, 1931, a swarm of Japanese soldiers, who had already crossed the boundary and occupied part of the northeast of China, exploded a section of railway in the proximity of Shenyang City, with the purpose to seek a pretext, plea, beforehand and to occupy the northeast of China. This is 9.18 incident, appalled the world, which symbolized the commencement of Chinese anti-Japanese war. It also disclosed the intricate intrigue that Japanese imperialists wanted to partition off China and compress China to be his affiliation. From then on, our motherland was involved in the hell of suffering. We will never forget that the obscene Japanese aggressors ever slaughtered our innocent civilians, raped women, and snatched multitudes of our invaluable treasures in our mainland. The picture in an anti-Japanese war museum displayed that a regiment, mob, of frantic and bewildered civilians were shot down by beast Japanese aggressors without any opportunity to gasp. According to an eminent historian's introduction, two militant lieutenants had proceeded to the rivalry of slashing down the skull of Chinese captives. We will never forget and will mourn for the toll of over 3 million victims who were slaughtered by malignant Japanese troops in the Nanjing massacre. Simultaneously, we will never forget the blood of revolutionary forerunners, patriots, and aliens who had struggled to save the nation from extinction. It is doubtless that the Japanese disregarded and deviated from the world's people's will of keeping peace. The doom of Japanese testified that any conspiracy to reign or paralyze people in other countries would end up in wretched failure. We must insist on autonomy, cherish peace, and safeguard our integral domain. But it is absurd that 60 years later, some Japanese still do not feel ashamed or disgraced for their guilt. The history textbook compiled, amended by them, attempted to fabricate and distort the notorious history, which incurred the resolute objection of our indignant Chinese. A historian once said, "We cannot forgive or be tolerant to some Japanese who invert black to white. We should envisage the history." The absurd behavior of Japanese can't erase the testimony of true history, but make us memorize it more profoundly.